All right. Well, thank you so much for being here again with us. I am Sandy Waters, and this is Neighbors in Need, where we take a few minutes every week to spotlight the wonderful, wonderful people, the wonderful, wonderful organizations in Rochester that make living here in Rochester so awesome. And today we have Martha Valenti on the air with us. Martha is the United Way's Emerging Leader Society co-chair. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay, so let's learn about this. So United Way, now we are all very familiar with the United Way.
Mm-hmm.
Been around for decades, if not even more than that. But the Emerging Leaders Society is something that maybe a lot of people listening are not familiar with. Can you explain what it is, Martha?
Absolutely. So the United Way has a number of giving groups, affinity groups, and the Emerging Leaders Society is made up about 600 of people under the age of 40, although, you know, we don't kick anybody out at the age of 40. And we're all engaged individuals investing at least $500 a year in the United Way. And there's several different opportunities to be engaged in the group. And throughout the year, there's a number of events, leadership opportunities, professional development opportunities. It's just a great society to be a part of.
Now, 600 community members, that's a lot. That's a pretty big number. How many years have you guys been around to, you know, put together this group of 600?
You know, that's a great question. I've been involved for about 3 years now.
Okay.
The Emerging Leaders Society, we've been going through, we've evolved over the years. I think it's been in place for about 6 years now. And our membership grows incrementally every year. We're always looking for new members.
That is remarkable. When you say 6 years, for some of us, that feels like a long time, but really it's not. To pool together, you know, that many active people, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, United Way has just celebrated its 100th anniversary last year. And to be involved at the Emerging Leader Society for as many years as six, yeah, pretty incredible.
Now, are these, you say community leaders, what does it take to be a community leader? Is it, you know, are you looking for the big business leaders or, you know, the small non-for-profit groups as well?
A little bit of mix of, you know, we're always looking for like-minded individuals who care about Rochester.
Okay.
United Way's campaign theme this year is Dear Rochester, and it's really surrounded by, the story of Dear Rochester came about because we all just love Rochester, and the Emerging Leaders Society is just a subset of people in the community that care about Rochester, invest in Rochester through the United Way and volunteer their time to, you know, help some of the organizations that are doing such great work in the community.
And without a doubt, Rochester, and I've heard it, now I was born and raised here, so this is really all I know, but I've heard it from outside people, individuals who come and visit and say that Rochester is indeed such a truly giving community.
They are. And I mean, Rochester's the best. It really is. We have such generous individuals, organizations, investing in our community. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done, but we've made such great progress in recent years.
So now let's talk about this breakfast, because we have a breakfast coming up on the 25th, right? April 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're all getting out our phones right now. If you could talk us through the time and the location and all this so we can put it in our calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. So April 25th is a Thursday. It's an event called the Community Leaders Breakfast. It's all organized by the Emerging Leaders Society. We invite community leaders, business leaders, both corporate, nonprofit leaders, to come and join us for breakfast. So this year it's at the Harrow East Ballroom. And it's a great opportunity to have an intimate conversation with a community leader. You know, we all go to those big networking events where there's hundreds of people and it's super intimidating, but this breakfast is really an opportunity to sit, have a cup of coffee with a community leader, ask questions, and get to know them on a personal level. We have incredible community leaders this year. We have Lauren Dixon from Dixon Quabble. She's a really engaged United Way board member. We have Marty Musi from Paychex, who used to be a campaign chair for the United Way. We have Julia Tedesco from FoodLink, Adrian Hale from Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. I mean, we just have a great range of community leaders involved in this breakfast.
Now, is this is an annual breakfast, I assume?
It is, yes. Okay. It's usually towards the end of April. And I've missed it for the last couple of years, but a couple of years ago I had a chance to go to the breakfast and have breakfast with Andy Galina. And now I don't remember everything he said because it was a couple of years ago, but I remember feeling like, wow, this guy really cares about Rochester. Now, fast forward a couple of years, he and his entire family are the campaign chairs for the United Way campaign this year. So it was a really cool full circle story.
Yeah. Now, is there a cost to this breakfast? How can we get tickets in advance, or do you recommend in advance, or can we get them at the door?
It is free to emerging leaders, and we are all invited to invite one guest for free as well. So out of the 600 of us, I'm sure we can find a way to get you in the door if you want to be there.
Oh, my gosh, how great. And it is, you know what, this community, that's another thing. I mean, we hear it more and more. It's about your, you know, your networking, who you're associating yourself with, and, you know, just for personal career development and just developing as a good human being, as a Rochesterian. But it also really does help move Rochester as a whole, you know, forward when we all come together and just
absolutely
feed off of each other and our ideas. And it is, how exciting. So if we want to be a part of this group, how can we do that?
So most of our members we found have been introduced to the Emerging Leaders Society through their employer campaigns. So most people give to the United Way through that great opportunity right from their paycheck. Most companies in the community run their own campaigns every year. This year, right now, it's about campaign season, so I'm sure this is a familiar story to most people listening. By checking a box for Emerging Leaders Society, you're invited to the group, and then we reach out. We have a great welcome committee. We have outreach through email, social media, and we get people involved through different events and volunteer opportunities.
So what are some of these events? So take me through it. We are now a part of the group, the community, and are we a hard firm on the 40 years old?
Not a hard firm.
How about if we feel or want to be 40? Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Self-select yourself as emerging leader. We'll take you in. No problem at all.
Okay, so we're part of the group now, the community leaders. Now, what is our involvement? What do we ask to do? What can we, you know, aside from participating in great events like the breakfast that you talked about on April 25th, what other things can we expect?
Sure. So we are always looking for people to get involved in our advisory committee that looks at all of the activities that we do throughout the year. We evaluate it, look at ROI, and then plan our following year. On top of that, we have professional development programs. Last year was a great 3-day program where you left with a professional development certificate to put on your resume. That was a relatively cost-effective opportunity there. And then we have fun social events, just, you know, cocktail hours. And then we have something called Think in a Drink, which is cool. It's a smaller cocktail event. This past one was with Lauren, Evan, and Rob Galina, who are our campaign chairs. It was at Rock Brewery. It was a quick hour and a half. Got a chance to talk to all three of them, hear about the Galina Corporation, hear about their passions about Rochester, you know, ask questions to them, and then network with our peers. That was a really great event as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, what got you involved, Martha? Do you have another job aside from this, or is this your full-time responsibility?
Yes, I do have a daytime job. Certainly not radio. Is definitely not my job.
Oh, you're doing fantastic. Anytime that you want, you just jump on the show with us because I'm happy.
Thank you.
I feel like I've known you forever.
You're so nice. I used to work for Mirror Show Management, and Donna Schultz, the president and CEO of Mirror Show, is a very active board member of United Way. And her leadership really inspired me to get involved with United Way on a deeper level. And so years later, here I am.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Man, you to find time, too, right? I don't know how you do it. Somehow we just make it happen. And United Way touches, the benefit of the United Way is what? When your employer is going around and saying, hey, do you want to contribute? What would you say moves you to contribute and be a part of it?
I think really the collective impact. I mean, United Way raises millions of dollars for agencies across the community every year. And by giving to United Way, I know that I'm giving to an organization that looks at the critical issues across our community, addresses them through agencies that are doing the work on the ground, but also holding those agencies accountable through a rigorous evaluation system so that I know my money is going to the right place.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize that side of it, where they monitor the agencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty cool program to evaluation. And that's especially these days, you know, younger people, we want to see where our money goes. You know, mm-hmm. it's a little bit of a new philanthropic thrust in the community. And the United Way is right there to articulate the ROI and see, and so we can see the impact of the collective dollars raised.
That's awesome. And we are definitely collecting dollars because you guys succeed every year. You know, when you put out a challenge, you achieve it.
We certainly try.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. Very, very cool. So Martha Valenti, United Way's Emerging Leaders Society co-chair, and the big event, the big breakfast, is coming up on April 25th. And this is for the 600 community leaders who are 40 years old and younger, or, you know, who want to still be 40 and younger, dedicated to improving our community. And if you want to be a part of this, then just reach out either to you guys directly. Could we reach out to find out more information? What's the best way?
Absolutely. There's a lot of information on the United Way website. So uwrochester.org/events. We always have a list of upcoming events, and the Community Leaders Breakfast is right there.
Okay, wonderful. And then run down the specifics of the Community Leader Breakfast again, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. Thursday, April 25th, it starts at 7:30 in the morning and ends by 9, so you can, you know, get into work relatively on time that day. The setup is at the Harrow East building, and there'll be tables of about 10 people each, and you have an opportunity to have a cup of coffee with a community leader, CEO, president of local community organizations and corporations. And it's, you know, about an hour long. There's engaged Emerging Leader Society members like myself that'll be there to greet you and feel comfortable, and hopefully more members for the Emerging Leader Society.
Wonderful. Martha, thank you so much for everything that you do for Rochester.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.